The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, well, we always try and do a better job of inspiring them. I don't have a problem with our efforts or our intents. We just have to do a better job of coaching these guys to be more fundamentally sound.
So for everybody who was upset that there were no changes in the coaching staff over the weekend, for those people, I do think you did get a victory over the weekend. And let me explain. What happened was you went from a coach, head coach, and a coaching staff that went into Thursday on secure, stable ground.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out of it on unstable ground. They've been put on notice.
When is
which
the bye
they
week?
Haven't, which they hadn't been put on notice before. So if you're looking for the next step, this was the next step. They've been put on notice, and I think you heard it in Fangio's comments on Friday.
When is the bye week?
3 weeks from now. They play three more games before
so they
the
play
bye.
Washington?
Washington home at Dallas, home against Philadelphia. Gotta go 2-1?
Yeah. I agree. They're on notice. They know what the way they played the last 2 weeks is entirely unacceptable. Unacceptable. Any way you can talk about, you can talk about play calling, you can, whatever you want. Whatever you, fundamentals, play calling, effort, whatever. Yeah, I mean, put them all, lump them all in there because they've all haven't been good enough. The blatant disrespect, like I said, about what the way Cleveland operated with a backup quarterback or the way everybody makes you return it. That trend continued, right, with the Raiders kicking off to you, making you return it, keeping you inside the 20 at all times, and the Cleveland did the same thing. Oh, yeah, let's just kick it to their return people because they're not going to get over the 20. Yes, everything. Good. I'm glad you're on notice. You should be on notice.
Next on the Morning Brew.
It's a good win, obviously, and there's nothing better than cleaning up all those mistakes after a win. So we're 2-0, and, you know, we have two back-to-backs coming up, and hopefully we can get off to a great start with the win on the next game as well.
Nuggets take care of business on Friday in their home opener over the Spurs, 102-96. Did you see what Nikola Jokic was wearing?
I did not see what Nikola. I didn't even have my TV in my room. This weekend, I didn't turn it on other than the Bronco game. So, other than that, I didn't turn it on.
Jokic, 32 points, 16 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 steals. But it was what he was wearing that struck me. Because as you watch this guy continue to grow, mature, understands now as the MVP that he has a certain
image
to project, this guy was wearing... I mean, he looks sharp. Not one of these clown outfits that a lot of these players wear when they walk into the arena.
Right.
You know, one thing that, like, the guy that started all this was Jordan. MJ was the first guy that went up to the podium after games, was really nicely dressed, right?
Uh-huh.
And he kind of set the tone, and you see guys, I mean, he was always immaculately dressed. Jokic was wearing this, like, brown suit with, like a brownish turtleneck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I don't think I've ever seen him dress that well. He was carrying himself. My point is, he's carrying himself in a different way.
I get it.
He almost looked like a Bond villain.
Right.
You expect me to talk? No, I expect you to die.
Well, now, one thing about the brown, it is the autumnal season, right? So
correct.
Browns are part browns and oranges.
Well,
and
that fall might be his palate.
You think he's got a fall palate?
Could be a fall. He could be a spring. He looks like a fall.
He looks like he looks he was like dressed fall. As though he was a fall.
He looks
to
like
you.
A fall, and he wore it well.
Did he have a briefcase with him?
He did not have a briefcase.
I was like, if he had a briefcase and he's a fall pallet, and he's got the brown with the briefcase inside the briefcase. I just imagine there's a bunch of cabbage in there because he's Eastern European. They love cabbage.
Okay. Right? Okay. All right.
I think.
I guess so. Next on
makes
the Morning
sense.
Brew.
tonight I thought we played with real good purpose. We're definitely a more connected group. I thought it was a really good hockey game.
Yeah, the Avalanche saved their best for last, salvaging the final game of what had been a disappointing road trip. And actually, even if it was a disappointing road trip, you come home feeling pretty good about yourself after beating the Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning by the score of 4-3. One of those wins that, you know, even early on in the season, had they lost, had they gone 0 for the road trip, would it have meant, uh-oh, things are bad with the Avalanche? No, but face it, you felt a lot better coming home.
You always feel
2-3 rather than 1-4.
And you've got some built-in, I don't want to call them excuses, but reasons with the COVID protocol and Bednarik missing time Bednar missing time and then also, you got Nathan McKinnon missing time. Where do they come with Bednarik?
Chuck Bednarik.
How do I get to Chuck Bednarik? What goes on in my brain?
I don't know. I think the best thing, the biggest takeaway was your best players, after being really terrible, were your best players.
Yeah.
The top line of Landeskog, McKinnon, Rantanen combined for 3 goals, 3 assists, and Cale Makar had been a previous 2 games minus 8, bounce back with 2 assists and a plus 1. So they got a little bit more equilibrium to their game. They're 4 and they come home 2-3, and they host the Vegas Knights coming up tomorrow. Next on the Morning Brew.
You're embarrassed. I mean, you just got spanked pretty good. We were coming in here trying to build off momentum of the week before, and we didn't do that. So, I mean, it's just trying to find a way to get better for next week, because you got to continue to get better and better in this league if you want to get to where you want to be at.
Well, no need to play the song, because right now Patrick Mahomes stinks.
Yeah, he's awful.
I mean, he stinks. For what we are expecting from Patrick Mahomes, he is a below-average quarterback. He is not one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL right now. This guy right now has 18 touchdown passes and 9 interceptions.
Ooh!
He's lost 2 fumbles.
Oh.
He is so far positively Winstonian.
Is
Jameis Winston like with the turnovers?
Is Mahomes a bust?
Oh boy. Think Kansas City might like to be able to get a refund on that mulligan on that $500 million contract?
Is Mahomes we should do one of them simulcast things like we did in Cleveland with Kansas City and just go on and go, hey, we'll trade you straight across. I don't know. You're going to have to give us something better for Ted. If we're giving you Teddy Bridgewater, you're going to have to give us Mahomes and Travis Kelce, because we're just not going to trade him straight across.
I mean, our guy turns it over, but he doesn't turn it over like your guy.
Yeah. Your guy is really bad. I guess we'll take him off your hands.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. James Marillac. I'm gonna see if James Marillac can actually find anything negative to say about Michael Malone.
Mm.
And is he surprised and upset that Vic Fangio is still the head coach of the Broncos? That's coming up next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.